Good morning, everyone. And I bet Elizabeth is going to tell us this as well, but today is Good Shepherd Sunday. And I think that's appropriate to celebrate with Mother's Day, because I can see a lot of similarities between shepherds and moms. For example, shepherds and moms protect us and keep us safe and comfort us and go after us when we wander off and lead us to better grazing fields or better friendships and environments. And I bet if sheep had things to lose, that the shepherd would go find them for them, or wash their pair of softball pants the night before at the game because we forgot earlier. So I can see a lot of similarities between shepherds and moms. So today we celebrate all that the moms in our life have done for us, and also the other figures that have played moms in our lives. And we celebrate all the ways that God has shepherded us as well. But today isn't joyful for everyone. If your mom has passed away, or if you don't have a good relationship with your mom, or if you are a mom and you've lost your child, or you don't have a good relationship with your child, today may be especially painful. So I'm remembering those friends in those situations today. But this is what I hear God telling us and telling them. I love you, and I am here for you, and I am watching over you, and I'm leading you, and I'm protecting you. And if your mom or child has passed away, then I know that God has gathered them close, and they together are waiting for your reunion with your loved ones. So I think we need to comfort others and be comforted, knowing that God loves us and God is our shepherd, and he will watch over us in those tough times and through these tough days. So let us pray. God, be with us today in all of our many emotions. Thank you for our moms today and our moms who have gone before us and all who have touched our lives. Thank you for being our good shepherd and for leading us and guiding us and pulling us close, pushing us forward on our best days and strengthening us on our weaker days. We give you all the thanks and glory. In your son's name we pray. Amen.